Wamanje uBiden ulama electoral votes edlula amakhulu amathathu 306 kuthi uTrump ulangamakhulu amabili lamajumi amathathu lambili 232. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi uBiden usethule amavoti afunakalayo ukuze umuntu angene esikhundleni sikamongameli. Onqoba ukhetho lolu kumele athole ama-electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lasikhombisa 270. UTrump lokhu elwisa ngamandla ezabelweni ezithiyeneyo ezama ukuguqula impumelo yokhetho lolu, kodwa kukhanya engani imithethwandaba yonke ithi ukhetho lwenziwa ngemfanelo. Usehambise imithethwandaba amacala afika phose amajumi amathathu, kodwa kukho konke lokhu ukhe phansi. Usezama ukukhulumisana lababusa izabelo abakubandla lama-Republicans ukwenzela ukuthi kudingwe abanye abantu abangavotela umongameli kuqula le-Electoral College. Ingcwethi kwezembusazwe zithi lokhu akusoze kuguqule impumela yokhetho. Umnumzana Mike Pompeo ophethe uhlangothi olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe uthi kumele kucace ukuba abantu bavote njani.
We're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute after noon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
UBiden uthi kuyamkhathaza kakhulu ukuthi uTrump labanye bakhe bamvimbela ukuba aqale ukulungiselela ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli. UTrump uthi asingafiki isikhathi sokuthi uBiden enze lokhu loba kusobala ukuba umnqobile kukhetho. Abalandela okwenzakalayo abaguqela umnumzana Hloniphani Nkomo isizalo seZimbabwe bathi luqhutshwe ngemfanelo ukhetho lweMelika.
Lube lukhetho lube luhle kakhulu esayidini yami njengoba ngingumuntu obesupporta kakhulu amademokrats. Ama-Democrats ngisupporta kakhulu laphayana uJoe Biden ukuthi abe ngumongameli. So kwanjabulisa kakhulu mina ukuthi avotelwe abe ngumongameli. Kuzokungizwisa ubuhlungu nje ukuthi njengamanje mase sibheke uTrump elokhu engavumi ukuthi udliwe. Yikho lokho osokusimangaza kakhulu ukuthi ilizwe linjenge-America kuyilona esikhathi sibhekele kulo kakhulu njenge-democracy. So mase yenza kanje uTrump nami ngiphelelwa ngamandla.
Esinye njalo isizalwane sakho leZimbabwe umnumzana Banda Moyo uthi kumele onqotshiweyo avume.
Abaholi kabafunde ukuthi ungadliwa udliwe, fana lebhora or iboxer. Yonke imidlalo imidlalo lowo ungadliwa udliwe, ungadliwa udliwe. Kadede uDonald kadede
odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kule Melika umnumzana Mbusani Mbusontini uthi loba uTrump evimba kangaka uBiden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli ngozibandlela.
UTrump vele akusela nto angayenza ngoba sesibonile vele ukuthi ama-court cases akamaningi aselahliwe. I think asekwenza kathesi ukuthi usefuna ukujikela udaka ikakhulu endabeni ze-security le-foreign policy.
Kumavoti kaZulu uBiden usethole afika phose izigidi ezingamajumi ayisitshiyangalombili 79.7 million kuthi uTrump ulamavoti afika phose izigidi ezingamajumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu 74 million. Amavoti kaZulu kawasetshenziswa ukukhetha umongameli njengoba kusetshenziswa ama-electoral votes ezabelweni ezithiyeneyo. Amavoti kaZulu kawasetshenziswa ukukhetha umongameli njengoba kusetshenziswa ama-electoral votes ezabelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, ngingoGibbs Dube.